The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome back. I'm Michael.
I'm Jimmy.
I am Martin.
That felt like shame.
Jesus Christ.
It's like you're shame.
Embarrassed to be
That's
yourself
nothing.
Today.
Nothing clever to say. I was like, fuck.
I'm
whatever.
Martin.
I got nothing.
Either way, listener, we're your real debaters. Welcome to Where the Art of Cinema Meets the Power of Debate. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. This week on the show, we've got one. We've got a debate for you inspired by an incredibly hot topic of a movie that's coming out this weekend. It's the Civil War release weekend. And it's A24's new, like, dystopian horror directed by Alex Garland.
A British man.
About an American Civil War. It's like when Ridley Scott did Napoleon.
Exactly.
It's another take it's from the other side of the pond.
All the actors are going to be speaking British.
Exactly. In America. Right. It'll be like the old colony days. No. This whole debate is inspired by the bare bones of the show was we used to do debates where we'd be like, could we survive doing something
it's
like
true.
This? It's true. And we haven't done one of these for a while. And then when we did the Survivor debate, if you've listened to that one, it was fun to mock simulate like 26 days of being on
an
island.
Fun. We'll do another one of those in the finales.
I think we should maybe give Big Brother a chance for that one.
No.
Okay.
They've lost my trust.
That's true. Okay. But either way, what we're going to do is we haven't seen the movie yet, so we're basing everything off the trailer. Remember the Cats debate we did with the trailer
one?
Yeah,
of course.
This is exactly what this is. We're using as little information as possible. But we're going to mock simulate Jimmy, Martin, and me surviving in place of where Kirsten Dunst's character is.
And like Cats, a lot of beeholes,
a lot of simulated assholes in this. Three of them right here for you right now, listener. We may find more.
All
later.
All I'm bringing is Preparation H.
And I shop like a prepper today, so we're gonna pretend we're the journalists in the movie, that we've got footage we've got to get to Washington. We're gonna go through 3 days of being in the field. We're gonna have to shop for a backpack full of goods. We got some weapons. We've got a map. We're gonna have a lot of fun, but we're gonna argue our way through it, and then whoever at the end has the best choice or the most picked choices will have won said episode. So that's what you're in for today. And sound effects too. But we want to talk about us for a second. We've got stuff coming up. So Jimmy, what do you got going on?
We've got Laughs at Gaffes. If you're listening to this now, we are doing it tonight, so you have to go. It's
imperative.
There is no time. I don't know what time you're listening to this, but it's happening right now. You have to go right now.
Do you feel that FOMO? It's happening.
It's happening. And then on the 25th, we're doing Carly Lilligren's King of Garbage Hill show at the Handsome Daughter, so come check that out. More comedy back at the Daughter. Good times.
And if you want to find all the Laughs at Gaffes stuff or the Daughter stuff, head to the link in our bio. We've got like a page where you can go follow Jimmy. You can go follow Martin. You can go follow Charles. It's everybody's side shit.
Get everything.
It's all in one spot. Easy to do. For us, we're back at the Handsome Daughter as well. We like the Handsome Daughter. We like hot dogs.
It's true. Really? God, I've eaten so many.
How many do you think you've eaten so many? Listen
Since
to this,
I've done it, probably, I don't know, at least 40.
That's insane.
Because I have two every time I go, and I usually go 2 to 3 times a week.
Prior to this, how many hot dogs did you think you ate in a year?
Almost zero.
See? Almost. See how much? This is a problem for you. This will not end well. But we're back there, April 23rd, 7 p.m. We're going to do our first trivia night there. We were doing the bingo movie night thing. Turns out we don't know much about bingo or movie nights. So we're going to squash that for a second, and we're going to do what we know how to do proper, which is 4 rounds of trivia.
Trivia.
$5. Tickets are on Eventbrite right now. You're gonna win some gifts.
$5.
It's so
That's
cheap.
Right, $5, and you're probably gonna win a prize.
You're probably gonna win a prize. In fact, you're gonna win either one of two prizes. You're gonna maybe win some tickets to another trivia night there, or you're gonna win gift certificates to Landmark Cinemas. You're gonna get to see a movie sent to you by the Real Debaters. So.
That's right.
Buy your tickets. Go to our social media, check out the...
We do. We send you to Landmark with the great chairs where we give a shit.
Yeah, we do. We understand.
Watch Dune 2.
We watch the movie theater.
The nice chairs.
We enjoy church. That's what we call it here.
That's right.
And we want to send you in style and in a reclined position. We'd even give you cheeseburgers if we could. Somehow.
Hallelujah, Mike.
So 7 p.m., four rounds. We've got 90s. We've got Steven Spielberg. And we've gotten a new addition.
H.P. Harry Potter Lovecraft.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter Lovecraft. Yes.
That was his name, right?
That was his name, yeah.
Harry Potter Lovecraft.
Yeah. She started writing that and then was like, shit, I'm copywriting.
Wizards
yeah.
and monsters. Yes.
That's what H.P. stood for.
For all you muggles out there, come do some Harry Potter trivia. And then we're going to warm up with like a general movie round. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Show notes, social media, all that stuff is there to follow and buy and do that now. So you're not standing outside wishing you had a hot dog and playing trivia with us. So we're going to skip that lovely portion of where we tell you what we watched this week to get into this, because this is going to be a longer than normal one. So, Jimmy, what time is it?
It's debate time.
Debate time.
Eastbound and down.
Loaded up and trucking.
At my signal, unleash hell. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's chest.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
As we mentioned, we are assuming the roles of Kirsten Dunst and cast. We're journalists. We're there to take footage and get it to who's playing the president again? What's his face?
Nick Offerman.
Yeah,
he's that'll be a fun president.
Born to play the president.
Eat steak, make
fucking Swanson.
Right, whittle wood and be presidential. So I'm looking forward to that. So we got to get our footage of this civil war, of all these atrocities, to the president. And show them what's going
on.
I'm
recording on a Nintendo DS.
I know Civil War atrocity. The one thing that's common in Civil War atrocities is sexual assault. So good luck with that, guys. It's gonna happen.
We got to assault the guy with the Nintendo.
Look, he's got a Nokia 5160. Get him.
I'm a journalist.
So that's what we're gonna do. But we are gonna tweak it, obviously, in our way that we know how here, which is insert of the comedy in scenarios that absolutely probably wouldn't happen. So don't take it too seriously. First things first, though. We all agreed. Well, we're in New York. We're three Canadians. What the fuck are we doing there? We don't know. But we've got to get to
Journalism.
Washington. I know. but why we chose to go there, I mean...
We've been hired by the Beaverton to go down.
There it is.
We've been hired by the Onion to...
This hour is 22 minutes has given us a real segment.
I think they just want us to die.
Probably. Send those three guys down there. See what happens. Let's stream it. So we're covering this whole thing, but we've got to get from New York to Washington, and I've never been that way. I don't know if you guys have ever done that trip. I've
never done an American road trip.
So, Martin, we decided you would go first on
this
one.
Does Fargo count?
I mean, it counts as an American place.
American road trip?
Yeah, but just not on that part of America. So, Martin, we're going to go with the map. We're going to go with the route first here, listeners.
Okay,
so, Martin, what's your route? I think we're kind of all the same here. I think
we want to go to the
New York. Yeah. We got to, like, exit New York. We got to hit Jersey.
Yeah.
Got to.
Newark.
Yeah.
I like to go through Philadelphia.
But if we do the Jersey route, then Philly's not really an option. At least not on my map.
Double into it. Like, I think we can...
Hang on here. Like, it's...
Because once they cross back together along the highways, it's back from...
It's Jersey first, then Philly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, so you come out of New York, you're going through Newark.
Yeah, and then come down...
Woodbridge Township, through, and then...
I think Trenton will be a... Newark, then Trenton looks like the next one.
Well, and you know, Martin, if we take that route, no tolls. No toll rolls. Exactly.
That's right. Jimmy did the research for everybody here, listener, and we will not be blowing our pocket change on getting over bridges and being held up.
Did you bring any change?
I mean, a change of underwear.
I don't think you did.
I have whatever change.
Just
from,
the one.
From
That's
our
a very
visit.
Michael
I
move.
I carry a bag of quarters with me.
I mean, okay, so what's your route time? Because my route time is 4 hours and 59 minutes.
I got 4:57.
Okay. Martin, what do you got?
I got 4:57, too, I think.
All right. So, and like, I mean.
In your face, Mike.
Okay, but this is also, I'm just
Mike
saying,
Mike takes
guys,
the first L of the episode.
Well, no, hang on, because I picked the longest route.
By 2 minutes.
But okay, hang on. Let's just, for argument's sake here, the other route I picked was through Delaware. Now, we're going down the main highway.
That's no fun.
I'm not. Hey,
there's going to be no people.
You want a fun Civil War? Is that you want a road trip?
We're going to skip Baltimore if we go through Delaware.
I know we're going to skip Baltimore. And everything I know about Baltimore, I know from The Wire. And it doesn't look like it's going to be fun during a Civil War.
I mean, we're going through Annapolis.
But hang on. Just listen to me.
Nice.
Going through Delaware is a safer route to get to where we're going. It does add an hour and change. But at the same time, it's Delaware. Like, isn't
but, you
that...
know, it says it adds an hour and change, but sticking to the highway would probably make it shorter in the long route.
But everybody's trying to get out of danger. We've got the Florida Alliance coming north on that route eventually.
It's probably going
to be pretty blocked. Yeah. Right? Like, I'm not saying it's a bad route. I'm just saying maybe for Captain Road Trip in the corner over there, you might want to enjoy some Delaware for a minute and then cut back
in. What pictures are you going to get in Delaware? Abandoned warehouses?
Well, I mean, like, we're going
to... Oh, boy.
It is an island, right? And I mean, well, not really an island. It actually doesn't...
It might as well be.
It might as well be.
We're so sorry to our listeners in Delaware.
Yeah. Well, wait till we get to Florida. But
there's
like,
a fun land in Delaware that we can go to.
Where's our weird localized American populace coming from this month, Michael?
San Francisco, actually.
Sometimes it's San Francisco, sometimes it's Philadelphia. We don't know.
It used to be Montana. Yeah. It used to be Utah. Remember Utah? Remember the good old days of Utah?
Shout out to a group of weirdos who found us and spread that around.
No
kidding.
We can go
to the Brandywine Zoo.
I mean, I'm not against getting there faster. The whole point of it is to get there faster, but 4 hours and 59 minutes versus 5 hours and 2 minutes. Come on, guys. Like,
yeah, on the route that we have here, Martin, we pass by a few things too, like a couple of Costco's are right off the highway that we're using.
There's a, you know what? Surprisingly, a lot of Wendy's on the way down there.
Oh, now you've changed my mind. The Wendy's route?
Taking that me and Jamie picked, there's a lot of Wendy's.
A lot of JBCs on that route? A lot of Junior Bacon.
I love that the Wendy's are still operational.
Actually, you know what, boys?
Those poor
there
boys.
There should be a lot of Steak Shacks.
Shake Shack?
Steak Shack?
Is that a T-bone milkshake?
I'll take three.
I'll take a porterhouse, a New York, and a filet. I mean, okay, yeah. Technically speaking,
straw or spoon, sir.
Whatever
fits. Like, definitely one in Philadelphia.
Whatever fits in our backpack is kind of not going to last. Like, I thought about the backpack.
Because a five-hour drive is nothing. Like, I overpacked, frankly.
Yeah, I did, too. And I thought about things that, like, I clearly, in my head.
That's what, like, just saying, that's 5 hours without a war. It's probably going to take
no,
us
you're right,
to
you're
get
right.
down there.
No, you're absolutely right.
That is 5 hours with no traffic, yeah. 5 hours without a
when
war.
When I thought we were doing Texas, I was like, oh, this is going to be a long drive.
Well, and they made it seem like it was going to be Texas.
I packed
whole...
three pairs of underwear.
Yeah, I packed water purification tablets.
Me too! Zoe just basically made my whole backpack.
It's 3 hours. It's a safe for the show. Like, it'll probably take us a couple days with the war going on.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be major roads. It's probably going to be hard to get gas places. So
there's going to be checkpoints. Right. Yeah. We're going to have to. So, like, I mean, but that's my point.
Assuming Canada is a safe place, we could load up on the essentials in Canada before we get across the border, unless that's not allowed.
No, we got to do it in the States.
We were stateside. So we suffer on our dollar.
War breaks out.
We're an American film crew.
Yeah.
And we need to escape.
With dual citizenship.
We're doing an Argo.
For the CBC. This is for CBC Gems.
This is for CBC Gems.
I love both. It's for CBC Gems.
Going straight to streaming.
Or we're doing an Argo. Argo, fuck yourself over there. Okay. Let's take the route with all the fast food on it. I mean, that's probably, even if those places are abandoned, they're going to still have food.
Because we just want to cut that time a little bit as much as we can.
We do, right? Okay, so there it is.
But this is terrifying. Like, we would really have no idea where we're going.
No, we wouldn't. Like,
not at all.
Assuming that
we would have probably a physical map.
Are you guys good with direction?
No.
I'm horrible.
I'm okay with it.
I'm fine in a place that I've lived for 5 years.
Like, okay, this is just localized to America, so don't think satellites are down. So you've still got GPS.
Okay.
You've still got...
I mean, like, that's a thing. I don't know if that's why...
You think they're going to be using jammers?
I don't have cell phones or anything, because things could be...
I think it could possibly cut out. That's true.
It's true. Well, okay.
That's the first thing you take down in the war, communications.
It is true. Yeah, okay.
We don't have a GPS or anything.
No one's following me into battle.
That's why I packed as if we didn't have anything.
I imagine we have a physical map, and that is the only thing.
Well, that's part of your package.
Yeah, that's what I've thrown in, is just like a physical map so that we know kind of an idea of where to go. Like, we can at least look at streets and know where we are.
Okay, fair enough.
Like,
so we have
buy those physical maps.
That's what I mean.
Stores.
Yeah, of
they'll
course.
Be yeah, and like, we've got places that are more than likely going to be abandoned with stock. So like, our stopping points, like, I imagine like Walking Dead kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Where like, someone left a gas station, but there's still toilet paper and Snickers bars or some shit.
Yeah.
So you're pilfering along the way.
No.
And the route with all the fast food on it, you're going to have chicken burgers and bacon from
Wendy's.
This
is why I pack my own toilet paper.
I also pack. Me and you should go road tripping together. The more you talk about what's in your backpack, the safer I feel with you.
Water tablets.
Can we go through backpacks now?
No, we need a vehicle, Martin. We need a way to get there, right? So,
well, I'll just start with mine because it's the dumbest.
I don't know about that.
I picked the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo.
I knew you were.
That thing goes through goddamn hell and always ends up getting out of things. It gets stuck, but it gets out. It's just the ultimate machine.
It
and
is. It's
more than enough room for a news crew.
It's got it. I mean, you're taking... We are assuming we've got cameras and shit, so we need to transport them in some way. I do like that. The mystery machine is the little engine that could, right? It's like, it's got some Thomas the Tank Engine in it.
And who's going to blow that up?
It's...
Who's going to see that and be like, well, let's kill them?
Martin, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good... It's spacious.
It's dated.
It's got four wheels.
It has a name?
It has a name. Okay.
It's definitely noticeable. It's very noticeable.
I should have picked Kit from Knight Rider.
At least he talks.
There wouldn't be enough room for us. Who's going to be sitting on my lap the whole time?
Seriously. Yes. Yeah. No. I mean, okay. The only point, I like that. I like it because it's stylish and it's fun. And, you know, what if this is your last ride?
And I think
in
a
Volkswagen too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think in a low keys, in a low key situation, people might be threatened by it.
I think so, Jimmy. It's a foreign car. Americans don't like foreign cars. They'll think we're like, get out of my country, foreigners.
I think
especially the Florida Alliance.
It's like when you give a giant man the nickname Tiny.
It's funny.
It's ironic, right? You think about it.
Like,
oh, his name's Tiny. He's probably
is a Volkswagen.
Or like
brand, right?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be
an 80-year-old man named Junior.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's a little off.
I
oh fuck, here comes the mystery machine. Oh shit.
Martin, what'd you pick?
I picked the ice cream car from Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
Oh, hard to beat that.
Yay!
Who's gonna want to shoot people bringing ice cream? Nobody.
True.
People will always know, like, oh, ice cream man. No one's gonna want to shoot the ice cream man.
I like both of your ideas.
And you
because...
know what? It's gonna be hot. We get ice cream all day.
Again, you're like, I have no problems with these vehicles except for the fact that they scream, hey, look over here.
Jimmy, would you like a drumstick?
But again, I would love a drumstick.
Can't
have
one. So we got food covered already.
Oh, there's the loopholes.
Do we have any of the caramel ones left?
Oh.
Well, we have all of them, Jimmy. Oh. Dude, ice cream truck.
I actually have one upstairs. You want to stick
after?
What?
It's the start of our journey, Jimmy. Start of our journey. And you know what? When we go to gas station, we need more ice cream. We have a freezer to put them in to store them all.
See,
storing food, freezer.
I don't know what you have, Mike, but I can't possibly beat that. It's the same thing, though. It's the same idea where you're like, this thing, it looks so innocent, but is so threatening at the same time, you just don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Just like in the show, like, people see the fucking ice cream truck in Twisted Metal, and they're like, let's stay the fuck away from that.
That is something that says, hey, don't fuck around and find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck around and get a dipstick in the eye.
Yeah.
Right?
Get a drumstick in the eye.
You guys want magnums? We got magnums too.
The condoms and the ice cream.
Oh, Haagen-Dazs. we're on the well funded road trip.
That's our Blue Chew moment of the day.
I picked I picked something spacious. I picked something that is reliable. I picked Claire's hearse from 6 feet Under.
That's a cool vehicle to be driving in an apocalypse.
She's gotten high in that thing. She's fucked around in that thing. She's traveled across America in that thing.
And like, same idea. It's so weirdly threatening.
Yeah.
Who's
no
gonna?
One, no one's gonna fuck
with
that.
We picked a lot of
weird cars.
We're gonna be sleeping in this thing. Like, we're gonna need to lie out.
Does it come with casket?
I mean, it depends on what they were doing that day, right? Because they retired that hearse and then bought the new hearse,
if
and then that hearse got
home
into an accident.
Busy, and if it's in New York, it's going to be busy,
right?
I imagine they're doing a funeral.
I'm not. We're not.
We got to get
not,
the body out of there.
And I'm doing this only because I'm appeasing to your day job and what you do all day long. So
I got
maybe,
a tough vote. Ahead.
Maybe you'll give away.
You two need to vote first, then.
maybe you'll give away the ice cream for a casket. Super spacious.
I don't know.
One
about
of us could
that.
Sleep in one. Like, I mean. So yeah, I pick Claire's. So yeah, ice cream truck. We've got mystery machine, and we've got
a hearse. Martin, why don't you vote first?
Yeah, this is your baby. You get first dibs.
Because then he can't pick himself.
I know. I want to pick myself. Jesus. I guess I gotta go with the mystery machine.
Hey, let's go. One vote, I'm happy
with that.
The
hearse is good, but I think the mystery machine just has more room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? We got to carry around news equipment. Like, cameras and shit are going to be pretty heavy. We need space to put them.
What do people get moved around in when they go die? Hearses.
Michael, as
people
a man,
up to 400 pounds.
As a man who has seen many a hearse, there really is not a lot of room to move. In a van, you can stand up. You can walk around. In a hearse, you're crouched. Yeah. You're crawling. There's really not a lot of room.
I think it's a good car. It's just not spacious enough.
Well, obviously, you want the mystery machine to win, so you're just voting.
Yeah, Michael, why don't you pick next?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'm not gonna sit on Claire's hearse hard. I'm not gonna be like, guys, we gotta pick the hearse. I spent all of my money on the first argument point, so I got nothing left. So
on the route.
Let's make this easy and just say it's the good old mystery machine.
Wow.
And Jimmy advances.
In your face, Martin.
You know, the freezer? No one wants ice cream?
Listen, I'd go ice cream. But it's too late. I have won. I've done it again, folks.
So it is said.
I feel
so
like no one's voting with integrity today.
No, no.
I didn't even have to.
No, you just showed up.
Except for me, Martin always votes with integrity.
He does.
Okay, so we're taking the four and a half hour
We'll get those
run.
Shirts out soon, folks.
And
damn, freezer? Included in the car.
Get the Martin vote with integrity shirt.
So
UnrealDebaters.ca.
New York. What was it again? New York to where again? What was
Washington, D.C.
Newark.
No, no.
Newark, New Jersey.
To Newark?
Newark, New Jersey.
What was after Newark? Baltimore?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, then Baltimore, right?
Oh, we can do Trenton, Philadelphia, Baltimore.
Trenton.
Yeah.
And Wilmington.
Philly.
So I found, okay, so I've actually cut our route down by an hour if we do toll roads. And I don't just mean that because we'll have to pay with change, but because the government isn't running the toll road doesn't mean someone else hasn't taken over the toll road.
Oh, yeah, so there's going to be checkpoints there.
So
for
whether
sure.
we have to pay with money or something else, like, sex.
Wow. Because the number one thing to happen during a civil war is sexual assault.
That's right. Think about that.
Jimmy's going to be hitting up that mystery machine pretty hard.
There's a reason they call it the mystery machine. We don't know what happens inside.
Oh, my God. All the things. All the things that are coming to my mind.
So it does cut it down by an hour. But if we do have to stop at these tolls and do unmentionable things, then it might add a little more time.
I think we stay off the toll roads, Jimmy.
I want to avoid using my ass as any sort of bartering system. So
fine,
because like the Appalachian Mountains aren't that close, but close enough that people may have dispersed. And next thing you know, it's delirious, and I'm squealing like a pig. And that's not how I want to spend my Civil
Could you pull
War.
Up the map again?
Oh, yeah, I got.
I
it
saw you
my
pull phone. That up for a second.
Yeah, well, I got it on my phone. I took it off the.
Okay.
Why? What did you want to?
Well, I just want to know what the sections are. So who we're really running into?
You want to see that one? That one I still.
The green one you had up there.
Yeah, the green one I had up. Okay, so this is. There we go. That's the one you want to see, right?
Yeah. So there's nothing really in the Northeast. So where we're coming from is actually kind of safe.
Well, we are in the Loyalist States area, right? Like the middle America and where we are, like
so the
Chicago.
Loyalists are the ones who enjoy the government run.
They, I believe, for our assumptions right now, we could say Loyalist States are the ones
That's
who are loyal to the original.
Right.
But we don't know how far the other factions have pushed up.
Exactly. You don't know the New People's Army and what they've gone. Texas and California getting together just scares me in general. Like
very confusing relationship.
But
I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
But the Florida Alliance is where I think we're going to get hairy here because
yeah, they're really pushing.
That's the North-South, right? Like they're pushing up.
That's who we're running into.
That's who we're definitely running into. We're
just some Jesse Plemons type of shit.
Jesse Plemons type of shit, exactly. So we know where we're going. We know what to avoid and what not to avoid. We know how we're getting there. We're getting there in style. Does Scooby come with the machine?
Yeah, almost definitely. I think we're traveling with the teens. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
With the whole mystery. Yeah, with Mystery Inc.
Got it.
Fair enough.
Sorry, I didn't mention that, but yeah, that is what has. Yeah, that's what's happening.
So do we want to arm up next, Martin, or do we want to go do a quick supply run with our backpacks? Like,
arming up and supply run is all one thing.
Okay,
so let's just do
include
it
in your kit.
So,
well, then let's just do the backpack stuff, like the not weapons things, because I imagine they're all going to be the same. Like, I have toilet paper, with a water cleaning tablet, lighters, first aid kit, MREs, a small pot, Advil, canteen poncho, and then a book of edible plants.
I wonder where Zoe helped.
You never know, Michael.
No, I went roughly smart with this. Like I for my food, I thought like high energy non-perishable stuffs, right? So like nuts and snacks and all that jazz.
Yeah.
Like
you're going to love my nuts.
Dunkaroos, fruit by the foot, you know, like sugary crap that you don't.
This is a road trip.
He's like, I got some beef jerky chips.
But got some pepperoni sticks, y'all. Gas station food, right? Yeah. That's because that's where I go when I'm in a Walmart.
Guys, can you believe the taquitos are still rolling at the 7-Elevens?
I also had like MREs, right, from the camping section.
Yeah.
But then I had the three essentials that I know will keep me happy, right?
And?
I've got I got Cheese Whiz and bread because that's
easy.
Just nostalgia. Microwave bacon. It's already been cooked,
easy.
Right? So you can eat it raw.
So gross.
But
have to be in the car with you, man.
I know. And I don't care. I do not care about
flatulence. We can't always have the windows down.
You're going to be traveling with a Great Dane. My farts will nowhere near be as bad as it.
He's not going to like your farts.
But a nod to one of our favorite zombie movies, I picked Twinkies. Because they never go bad.
There's not going to be a lot of bathrooms to stop at, Mike.
Side of the road shit, man. Like, just open the car door, give me some shield, I'll be fine. So that was the food that I picked. But I'm
Jesus
very much,
Christ.
Like, my backpack, too. Like, I thought small things. Like, I want emergency blankets. Because
yeah.
We're not fucking cuddling. Like, after the food I've eaten, we're not fucking cuddling. So, also water purification tablets, matches. I thought grabbing a satellite phone might be a good idea.
Oh.
Right? Mini bottles of vodka, in case one of you get shot. Or one of you get on my nerves.
In case we get tired of you.
Yeah, we get tired of each other. Duct tape, because Red Green has taught us if women don't find you handsome.
They should at least find you handy.
In this civil war, you will find me handy. It will fix everything. One roll of toilet
paper. Oh, we'll find you handy at the toll roads, all right.
Sure. One roll of toilet paper. Insect repellent, because you don't want mosquito bites on your ball sack.
Some off.
And then a pack of Uno cards.
Wow. That's...
Can't always be in it, right? Gotta,
when I kill you over you giving me a +4.
Yeah. So that's in my backpack. Martin, what's in
yours?
That's
going to be the last draw.
Yeah, what's in yours? I think yours might be the one we're picking.
I mean, like, I looked up stuff in Walmart in the States, and I was like, well, why pack your own survival kit when there's already pre-made one? So I had one that was like, for $45, 125-piece survival kit.
Wow.
It comes with a first aid kit, so like not just a basic one, but it has like let's see here, it has sutures, sterile gauze pads, alcohol pads, safety pins, bandages, cotton swabs, etc., tweezers,
yeah,
scissors, tape. It also comes with a multifunctional axe, which also doubles as like a hammer as well, a saw. It also comes with a collapsible shovel in case we need to dig something.
A grave.
A grave.
Thermal blanket.
Michael, I could just picture you being like, bet you wish we had the hearse now.
Right.
I think the only thing different that I'm packing with you guys is I am picking, I'm bringing something that definitely survive, will definitely survive the apocalypse and won't go bad depending on how long we're out there.
Twinkies.
Is cans of Chef Boyardee, just like the rest of us.
Got it.
Who doesn't love those?
Ravioli. Hey,
you can throw me an emergency blanket and a can of like spaghetti and meatballs.
Emergency diapers.
Why do you want me to shit myself around you
it
on this
trip? It just sounds like you're going to be shitting yourself.
Microwave bacon has protein. Cheese Whiz is made from horses.
It's made from crayons.
Microwave, Mike.
Twinkies just make everybody.
That's the microwave.
Well, it's microwavable bacon so that you can reheat it, not because you need to.
You're just going
to
reheat it on the radiator?
I'm just going to put it on the engine after we've been driving for hours and sizzle that fucker up and throw it in my Cheese Whiz sandwich. Going to melt the cheese and toast the bread somehow. I don't know. I just thought, like, I was like, I don't want food. Like, I obviously, like, MREs was in there, right? But then I was like, okay, I need something that's going to make me happy, right?
No,
like,
you don't. It's a five-hour drive.
In the middle of a fucking war. That I don't even want to be a part of. That I'll be questioned what kind of American I am, even though I'm Canadian.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah.
they won't like that at all.
Safe to assume we're going to bring a survival pack.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
It's like a first aid kit and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's going to take...
MREs and all that stuff is all included in there, so we'll have that.
Okay.
I had a compass and then a map.
Yeah.
Like a map of the actual like United States so that we know which road to take.
Okay, let me write this down.
We need it.
Because we're going to... So we want... Do we want, hang on, most importantly, do we want my Cheese Whiz?
No.
Chef Boyardee is making it in there, though. That's our treat.
I agree.
Meal.
Okay, med kit.
That's our treat.
Listener, just so you know, so you're in on the bit here, the rule was nothing bigger than a JanSport backpack.
Specifically.
Specific JanSport. Didn't sponsor the show, just.
Shout out Jan.
Shout out Jan. And then you had 30 minutes to collect yourself and everything you needed. So you didn't really have, and like obviously other people are going to be in the Walmart. It's going to be like Black
Punching
Friday up in this motherfucker.
Yeah. So it's going to be like Thanksgiving.
Med kit, Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee.
And that's it. Toilet paper.
RD. I think we can all agree that having to deal with this is going to be hard enough, but not having something to wipe your ass with proper.
Nightmare.
Do you want an itchy asshole?
Toilet paper. We'll bring it.
All right.
Toilet paper. Pack of wet ones.
Or we'll just steal the toilet paper from Walmart bathroom.
Your water purification tablets make me happy.
You don't want those. They're half ply. You can't use the Walmart toilet paper.
Well, Mike, the water purification is in the first aid kit, like the survival kit. Just say survival kit.
Okay. All right.
We'll have the usual stuff, like a knife. It'll have like an axe.
Oh,
a hammer,
I got a really important thing. I've been with Martin before, and Martin's been with me where we've shared the same accommodations. Earplugs.
Yes.
Because Martin and me snore.
I'm gonna kill you both.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna leave you in fucking Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, obviously a lighter for fire.
God
right?
damn it!
Lighter, matches.
I'm leaving with the dog.
Yeah, like my survival kit comes with flint and tinder, like a sparking.
Yeah.
What do you call that thing?
But does it come with an Uno deck? Guys, we need some sort of entertainment.
There for fun.
Thank you.
Have my DS. I don't need Uno.
I think duct tape
Jimmy,
is...
Jimmy, how do you know if you're going to be able to charge it?
I'll have it fully charged before we leave.
It's 5 hours, Jimmy.
Well, I'm not going to be playing
in
on
a
my
war, Jimmy.
I'm not going to be running through
the
war zone.
You're going to help us or are you going to play DS? You going to play Zelda for 5 hours, Jimmy?
Yes.
Oh, I'm bringing a Sudoku book then.
I brought my Kindle.
Do we get my duct tape? I mean, my duct tape's going to come in handy.
I think duct tape's not a bad idea.
I think we could just include that in a survival kit. Like, a survival kit usually has all the essentials you'll need, like tape.
Okay, can we...
Duct tape's a great idea.
How about my insect repellent?
Terrible idea. We're in a van.
I know we're in a van, but if we're going to have to spend the night somewhere and have a fire, technically...
Okay, let's throw in the off.
Do you want to be without your deet?
No, I don't want to be without my deet.
I'm just trying to get points on the board here. Like, there's nothing to do. I don't really think we need it.
I do.
Okay.
Guns?
I think we filled a backpack. I mean, we've obviously got.
It's a JanSport, too. It's not a large backpack.
It's not a large backpack. We're going to have to strip all these things out of their packages to make this shit fit. But I'm confident with this. Again, it's only.
We'll live.
we'll survive. We've got Wendy's. We've got
survival backpack comes in an 8x6
Wendy's coupon book.
8 inches by 6 inches backpack size. It's already in a bag. It's already prepackaged for you.
Okay. So we also thought that journalists are only armed with their camera, but in this scenario, they're
probably. But fuck that,
because that's not fun. And that's not how we roll here at The Real Debaters. So we figured, like a video game, we're going to have a loadout. So we're going to have like a hand to hand combat weapon. Guys can't wait for me to tell them that I'm going to pick the flail again. They're just waiting for it.
I almost picked the flail. Because again, it's the same thing as the car. It's if you see someone running at you with a flail, you get the fuck out of the way. I would
just move. Like, don't
just move.
You have nothing to talk about.
I'm not gonna, right? He's not gonna be convinced.
Yeah, stop. Stop swinging, please.
Hold on, please hurry.
So we figured we had a hand to hand combat weapon, a handgun, like a small handgun, and then a rifle of some sort.
Yes.
Martin,
I'm not packing any of those.
What are you? What?
Wow.
Why would you bring a? Do you know how to shoot a gun? Have you shot a gun?
Yes.
Yeah, I can shoot a gun.
Why would you bring a gun? We're just gonna shoot ourselves.
Almost definitely.
We should bring some bear mace. That's it, and maybe one of those whistles.
A rape.
We cannot. We're journalists. We don't get involved in.
Jimmy, there are toll boots. We're gonna need that whistle.
Yeah.
Can't bring a gun.
If you blow that bear mace in the van, I'm gonna shoot you.
No kidding. You're afraid of shooting a gun? The PETA people are going to come after you for spraying Scooby in the face with bear mace.
Well, I packed Ash's chainsaw from Evil Dead.
Is that your...
Just in case my hand gets lopped off.
Okay, for sure. So that's
And either way, it's still a usable chainsaw.
I went... I literally and truthfully have decided to switch from the nightstick that I had to a full-on replica Rambo knife. I want Rambo. I mean, we're going to hunt.
He does a lot with that knife.
I need to spread my cheese whiz. Like,
I think I'd just kill you guys.
I would look at it. Like, I just...
I'm sure...
That knife.
He smuggled it.
First aid kit.
Yep. He smuggled the cheese whiz.
First day, I'm going to sheath that thing. And I'm going to stab myself in the leg. Like, that med kit's going to be spent.
Used up.
But yeah,
we're out of gauze again.
My knife is a Rambo knife.
He does a lot with that in First Blood.
That knife is crucial.
He stabs David Caruso.
And he can keep matches in it, and his compass is on it. Like, it's a 3-for-1. Okay, so you had the chainsaw, we had the bear mace. What else did you have?
Dirty Harry's
whistle.
Oh yeah.
Oh, his whistle. Sorry. Hang on. Sorry, the whistle. What do you want, the rope from from Boondock Saints as well?
I want the rope from Casino Royale. That's my hand-to-hand weapon. I change it.
I want the rope from the Goonies ship.
That's very specific.
Really old stuff.
Okay, you had Dirty Harry's Magnum?
Yeah.
I had Dirty
Harry's.
I had stopping power
it
and a little
It can blow
package.
Your head clean off.
Exactly.
You know what? It's not clean, though.
No.
It just takes it off.
You guys are going to shoot yourselves.
We're going to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I want a gun that's...
You miss a lot.
Listen, they say most household accidents happen in the bathroom, and we don't have a bathroom, so there's less chance of a household accident.
Jimmy, with Mike's cheese whiz, the car is going to be the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys, I'm sorry. Here comes the protein farts.
Just a liquid.
So I want everybody to say hello to my little friend. I picked Tony Montana's M203.
We both went machine gun. I went with a Tommy gun.
Oh, from...
Yeah.
Jimmy, do you know how much those weigh?
Oh, a ton. A Tommy ton.
Pure wood. They're mostly wood. They're so heavy.
But the spray on them, Martin.
Yeah. I don't need to have
I don't have to aim.
We don't have to have... Seriously, an M203 with a grenade launcher? I just need to get the grenade relatively close.
How do you lift it up when you can't even... How do you aim up when you can't even lift it up?
Americans, give us your best gun suggestions, please.
Yes, please do. Three Canadian boys who...
There's just a bunch of American guys punching the wall right now being like, they don't know guns at all.
No shit, right?
You want a shotgun, man. You want a shotgun.
I did think about...
But the same idea. Spray. It's just the machine gun's a little more... I can be a little wacky with it, you know?
Yeah,
that's not how a machine gun works.
So we got to pick one of each. Jimmy, let's make it hard on you here. Like,
okay.
Do you feel better with or without a whistle?
Okay, well, so, Martin's whistle goes with the mace, I think. And I like what the was maze. Your hand-to-hand again?
My hand-to-hand was Rambo's knife.
You can do a lot with a good hunting knife.
You can.
I think I'm going to go knife.
Okay.
You can really do a lot with that in a sticky situation. Not just stabbing somebody, but, you know, giving right. them the old Winnipeg special.
the hi, how are you?
Right.
Well, since mine's already been picked, Martin, we'll let you go first here and see how this ends up here.
I'm going to go with Jimmy's chainsaw because I want him to carry that and the Tommy gun at the same time.
Guys, wait.
Make it past Newark. Like, he's not going to make it past Newark.
Yeah, point. We're going to leave you
so
behind,
I'm just
Jimmy.
I'm going to wait for that because I want to see Jimmy carry those.
Sorry, guys, I used all the gas in my chainsaw. I can't siphon it out.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we got the chainsaw.
All right, Mike, up to you.
Up to me. Well, I can't vote for myself, so, I mean, you...
shit.
Sir, I mean, as long as this chainsaw isn't one size fits all, I'm down to have a chainsaw.
Yeah, I mean, it fits a wrist, like a standard wrist, so I think you'd be fine.
All right, so our hand-to-hand combat weapon is a chainsaw.
Guess we don't need the hatchet anymore.
Yeah, okay, so now we've got our rifle. Is bear mace ever considered to be a long-distance weapon?
Yeah, I mean, it covers a circumference.
You also don't have to aim either.
Nope. You get in a tight space with that thing, you just blast it down a hallway, they'd all be fucked.
If we're going to want one weapon on this trip, it's for sure going to be the bear mace. Like, let's be realistic.
Okay, it does.
How confident are you with your gun?
Listen, we didn't say we had to have
not very.
All guns. And he's raising a good point because I'm thinking everything I know about bear mace, the Winnipeg Free Press has taught me, sadly. And
it feels like your eyes have gonorrhea.
Yeah, and it disperses a crowd. It is a silent weapon. It's not going to draw attention. Right,
we're gonna need it, boys.
I feel that,
and you can season your food.
Exactly, it's a little pepper,
good.
A little fresher pepper,
a little bit of pepper.
I honestly think having the bear mace would be
useful. Yeah, sticky situations.
Yeah, close quarters. Right.
All right, let's do it. That,
I mean, we're gonna need it if we get captured.
Okay,
fine.
Pop that out. Smith and Wesson makes a bear mace that I saw on at the Walmart. That's
Jesus.
What I'm thinking.
Is it, does it
the
come
Smith
with
and
a
Wesson bear mace?
Does it come with a gun?
You're gonna miss the Casino Royale rope. You never know. You never know when you're just going to need, you're going to have an itch. And so, the rope's going to be the only thing that can scratch it.
Chainsaw.
I want One-Eyed Willie's rope from his pirate ship.
Okay, so now it's like, it's between, Martin, you have to pick between Jimmy and me or Jimmy with Dirty Harry's Magnum, or my little friend.
So maybe you and me should vote first, then.
Yeah, we should. Well, we don't have anything else to vote for because you picked the mace.
I guess we're taking a big fucking handgun.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with the handgun because you know what? Both the Tommy gun, to Martin's point, super heavy. I'm not used to lugging around a weapon. And also, like, where are you going to find ammo for a Tommy gun in 2024? Like, I feel you've robbed somebody's vintage gun collection for the Tommy gun. So I'm going to concede here.
We're in New Jersey. You know how easy it would be to find that in any museum?
Yeah, no, I very much so. And at the Gangster Museum, nonetheless,
that's right?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
We'll stop by the Valentine's Day Massacre spot.
I saw a wall from that day in the Vegas Mafia Museum.
How do you
actually
get that? How do we get a section of that wall here?
Okay, I'm fine with the Magnum.
There is a Fort Mifflin on the way down to D.C., on the way to D.C.
There you
go.
Fort
Mifflin on the way down.
So you like muskets?
Yeah.
And like gunpowder?
It's
and
a military fort, Mike, so there's guns there.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Not like
Lower Fort Garry,
sorry,
ass.
Wrong Civil War, my bad.
No, it's an actual U.S. military
fort. It's not
fort.
Like Lower Fort Garry? You mean no one's mock churning butter showing me what the times were like?
They're really churning butter.
Okay, we know where we're going. We know how we're getting there. We know what we're using to protect ourselves. Now we've got to face the drama.
Okay.
Now we're up. This is day one of travel.
Hit us with some dram.
So we're leaving New York to Washington. I think we all know that the Florida Alliance is going to be our hardest adversary based on where people
are
holding
line. Well, and then the U.S. government, too, because we're traveling through the loyalist zone, right?
We are, but we're journalists. So let's assume we're not liked by many people at this point.
That's right.
Right? Like, that's the point of the...
Journalists get killed in war.
In the trailer, it seems that journalists are enemy number one because if the media knows what's going on...
So this isn't going to be an easy thing
No, it's not going to be just a trip to Delaware. So...
not anymore.
I feel the Florida Alliance is our problem. They're moving north. We're moving south. They're going to want to encroach, right? Basic battle plans. Martin, is that something you'd kind of agree with? Or do you think we're going to have more problems with who we're a part of?
And we're in a green and turquoise van.
Florida Alliance, for sure.
What was that? Sorry?
Florida Alliance.
Florida Alliance. Okay. So I had a bunch of options for this.
Okay.
Like kind of like how we rolled for Survivor.
Yeah. Random encounters.
Random encounters, right? So obviously, like, there's going to be two different kinds of people I think we're going to come up with. I think we're going to come up with military who've gone rogue, and we're also going to come up with Floridians.
Right.
So two different scenarios, right? Like, we're going to run into Florida man or Florida woman. They're going to eat our face.
Yeah.
Take down some bath salts and carry on. Or we're going to meet crazy gun-toting Florida military. So in both scenarios, we can either roll the dice and be like, all right, do we want to fight? Do we want to completely evade? Or do we want to join up with and camouflage in and then bust out at the next possible scenario? So, Martin, we'll start with you. If we were to run into, let's go with the military first. Let's go with the Jesse Plemons scenario.
Okay.
Where journalists literally run. And now, we don't know if he's military. He could just be a combat fatigue guy.
Wait, are we running? Are they Florida Alliance or not? Who are we fighting first?
My guess is
it's Florida Alliance. Yeah. Okay. I'm guessing that is too.
I feel like that would be near the end, though, because we're getting further south at that point.
Exactly.
Right?
Like yeah. Well, Washington is as far as they go. We're assuming that they're going north to Washington.
Yeah, totally. But I don't think we're going to bump into them in, like, Newark.
No. It's going to be as close to Washington as.
So let's just do government then.
The Florida Alliance, I would say.
Yeah.
Let's just do a government run into.
A government run into.
Yeah, like, because the government's still fighting against other factions, right?
Yeah.
So the loyalist checkpoint.
Yeah. The loyalist checkpoint.
Yeah.
Okay. Martin, what do you think we do? Do we lie? Between the three of us here, I mean, we're loaded out. We're ready to go.
I'm not blending in. I don't know if you saw my skin color, but I ain't blending into shit.
Damn it, Martin.
So.
Like,
well, I think this is probably one of the only points where we could tell the truth.
I think we could tell the truth because we're journalists documenting we're war journalists, right? So we're documenting.
We work for Vice Canada.
Which is the States. So I would say we could be truthful with these guys. Yeah. These guys.
We're going to have credentials still.
Yeah.
You know, I would say they're still kind of logic based.
Yeah.
They're still on the right side of the law.
Yeah. And well, they probably still adhere to the Geneva Conventions.
Yeah,
so yeah, we hope.
Be okay. They don't shoot the press.
I don't
but
think
Florida Alliance might, so I don't think these guys would.
I don't think we need to give our assholes up. I don't think I need to give away my cheese whiz. I think we can be straight and
there might be a bribe or two.
Probably some cigarettes or cash or something. Yeah. Like
we didn't bring any ciggies.
No, we didn't actually.
For these checkpoints?
Yeah, did we
bring a great bribe? Free ice cream.
That would have been.
Well, now we have free mystery-solving abilities, so I guess we're solving a mystery for this man.
Do you have a crime we could solve in 22 minutes?
Why don't we solve the inequality in the United States? Let's do that.
He'll be like, thank you.
Okay.
Can you? That would really help the war if you guys could do that, and he lets us go.
I think day one, government checkpoint, we're fine. It's hairy. But we're fine.
It's Dirty Harry.
Once
they see the big time getting across, because we're like Canadian journalists, right? So they'll be like, "Well, what the fuck is this?" So,
yeah.
We'll eventually come out. I think they'll be okay.
Okay, fair
enough.
We'll
have a little bit of scare. Someone might get cavity searched. Maybe Michael.
Why am I offered up for first dibs? Search his cavity if you want.
It's because of the cheese whiz, Mike. It's because of the cheese whiz.
Nobody asked for a body cavity search. Why do I have to do one? Okay. The other option here is running into potential sympathizers from like new loyalists who are like, "I'm more Florida Alliance," right? Or I'm more Western. What was the other one? It was
the Western Forces. I think they just said Western Forces.
Yeah, Western Forces.
California, Texas, Western Forces.
Like you've got to think that everybody's holding their ground, but at the same time encroaching on everybody else's, and then you're going to have sympathizers from either side. Like not everybody who was on the one side of the Berlin Wall disagreed. That's like you ended up driving a wall in the ground or a border, but that doesn't mean everybody on either side of those borders.
Right. What about the guy who lived right on the line?
Right. That's kind of the scenario, and like that's what you're finding.
Damn
yourself
libertarians!
I think that'll be our next scenario, though. Wouldn't that be our next scenario? Like we run into some people who may be sympathetic toward the Florida Alliance or the Western Forces in a smaller town. Like, not
Okay.
Trenton.
So, like...
That's the only one we use.
So, we run into...
So, after New Jersey, it looks like the next big part will be Trenton.
All right. What... I mean, how...
And that's, like, a small enough town, maybe, that we're like, okay, well, maybe we can run into some sympathizers.
We got to get across the tracks into Pennsylvania.
Fair enough. And, I mean, Pennsylvania, I don't know much about blue-red states. Are they, they're a blue state, traditionally, I think?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. So, depending on what line they fall under fake news, we should be safe.
I think either way, it'd be difficult to cross state lines.
It's that's where you're going
to
have
And we have to cross a river, like over a bridge, so there's only one way.
Yeah, and we brought no means of transferring across a river.
And we have a giant handgun to go across.
And a chainsaw. We have a chainsaw.
Okay, we're sticking to the highways. Because the mystery machine doesn't float. Like, we're not. Okay.
We'll take turns with the chainsaw.
So then scenario number two would be running into sympathizers unlike yourself.
Right.
Do we sit down and play a game of Uno with them and try to bridge the gap? Do we show them our magnum and be like, hey, guys, look, we're well armed. Like, we got big fucking guns. We're just like you. Or do we like...
Because they're going to ask us who we are and what we're doing. Do we lie?
Or, yeah, like you need... There's faith in an alliance, right? Like, do you fake it out with these people? Do you...
Or we just say we're neutral and we just want to get their side of the story?
We're from Switzerland.
Yeah. We're doing a documentary for university. And
I think we lie. I think we just got to tell them that we're, yeah, like Martin said.
Okay. What happens, though, if they need our help? What if?
Well, we got to solve the mystery.
We take their pictures and write an article about it on The Onion.
Okay. But we have discounted the fact that we did bring a Great Dane and a bunch of people who are good at solving
teens.
Mysteries. So maybe they'll...
Yeah, we brought Chef Boyardee. Who doesn't love Chef Boyardee?
Yeah.
We got some bribes.
Hey, listen, I need food. So if you start bartering with my food this early, we better have packed a couple Wendy's on the way. Otherwise, this isn't... Saving Baconators, and we didn't take my...
And you brought your bacon.
You didn't let me have my microwave bacon. You just gave me my Cheese Whiz.
I imagine you smuggled it all.
I tried to bring personality on this trip, and none of you guys thought it was a good idea. Yeah, okay. If we do run into... Because we're still... Trenton's still inside of the Loyalist States, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does it stop? It looks like it stops right on, like, Virginia? I think Virginia still makes it, but... I think because the Florida Alliance goes all the way to the Texas border. So you've got like North and South Carolina in there. You've got Georgia in there. You've got
Kentucky
in there.
It seems like Loyalist goes all the way to Washington.
Okay. Oh, so.
And Florida's just kind of creeping up at the bottom.
It does cut around, but like as soon as. Okay. So, I mean.
Well, Trenton is still in New Jersey. So we're technically still in Jersey.
And we're still in friendly occupied. Well, we're going to be in friendly occupied area all the way to Washington. It's
pretty
just,
much.
Again, how much of this Florida Alliance has cut up. So, all right. Day two. We camp. We eat Cheese Whiz. We play a game of Uno. We sleep in the back of the mystery machine. Who cuddles with Scooby?
I eat some very poisonous plants.
Yeah, exactly, because that book didn't make it. That book did not make
it. It's just like that fucking movie where the rich kid goes into the wilderness.
Yep.
Into the wild.
Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get so fed up with Martin and me snoring that you're going to take all that duct tape, and you're going to wake up, and it's just going to be you in the morning because you've suffocated the both of us. So for day two, I had us being
eaten,
not eaten so much, but I had us having been run into by like other people who are just like bandits, essentially.
Yeah.
People who are willing
banditos,
right?
Bear Mason, like, Martin.
Yeah, exactly.
Blow your whistle,
baby.
But this happens early in the morning, right? It's an early morning ambush. They've been watching us sleep all night.
Ew.
They come, they take us. Can we defend ourselves?
They kill Fred.
Like, I mean, what do you think out of the three of us here being
they
in this
Scrappy
scenario?
Dude.
They kill. Oh no!
Like, first of all, do we have anything to get out of this scenario, or are we going to be fucked? What did we?
I think it's Bear Mace. We spray Bear Mace and get the fuck out.
Good idea, but what if they've duct taped us by using all the duct tape in our backpack? How do we get out of this scenario?
Chainsaw.
I was going to say, thank God we brought my knife, but let's chainsaw this out of... That's a delicate way to get out of...
Bullet behind my back. Mike, hold the chainsaw still while I pull the cord.
Martin's just yelling at me because I got to pull the knife out of my thigh because I've stabbed myself a fourth time with it.
Not me. I keep the bear mace in my junk all the time, so I just pull it out. Boom, boom, boom.
Junk mace. And in the van, we all just close our eyes before he sprays, and then we hold our breath and roll out of the van.
That sounds super bad.
We're not in the van. We get captured outside the van, don't we?
Yeah, sleeping. We're sleeping.
But it's got to hit a wide net. Like, if they're all standing together, then the bear mace works. But otherwise, you're just bear macing one guy, and then they shoot you in the head.
That's true.
Bear mace has a quite a high range. Remember the way they were spraying bear mace at the LC? Like that.
But that's an enclosed
that
space.
One can could take out a store.
We're sitting around a campfire outside.
So yeah, we'll still, like, get...
Why are they all standing together?
But we're drinking purified
water.
We'll
probably do them when they're rummaging through our stuff.
Yeah.
And they eat all the poisonous plants.
I look at this like we still have all the technology, but we've put ourselves back into, like, a Wild West scenario where you're trying to get across wild country. They're fighting for a different reason now. And someone comes up to your camp early in the morning and then captures you. Like, first of all, I think we all have the resolve to... get out of this scenario. Like, I'm a pretty docile bitch,
I'll
but like
your fucking dick.
Well, okay. I mean, just bring the whistle so we know when to stop. Like, you know, when to cut it. But I think between the three of us we could fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Right? And so we bear mace the scenario. Instead of, like, begging them to take us in and we'll join. Hey,
there
like,
we
what
go.
Are you offering?
We're not doing anything.
Yeah.
They're going to kill us. They're bandits. They don't want us.
We could offer them the ability to do a mini documentary on them because we've got all this film gear. We could be like, You're our subject. You're the
We're
new America,
sure.
Right? We're lying for sure.
100%. We're doing an Argo.
Yeah.
We're making a porno. You're invited.
No, okay. I think
it's
we get
just,
out of
it. It's lucky that all these people have mysteries they need solved.
This is very true. We can bribe with, like, is there a town mystery that you're not?
Is there a local legend?
Yeah.
Is there a clown man living at the abandoned amusement park?
Is there a ghost living at the water tower?
Because we're actually well equipped for
that. Yeah, the headless, exactly.
We can solve things like that. And they're like, yeah, great.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we get out of it.
All right. So we do run into a scenario where we run out of fuel. So
now we got to walk.
We got to walk. Or we got to find fuel. And listener, we did preface this at the beginning if you missed it, but there is a point where each of us are allowed to break in case of emergency, secret movie themed weapon.
Mine doesn't really work here.
Yours doesn't work here. Mine doesn't work here either until we get to Washington. Martin, at this point,
mine doesn't work here.
Yours doesn't
Shit.
Work here.
Shit.
Okay.
This is why the journey takes more than 2 days.
All right. We're walking.
Well, hold on. Like, cause it's not too far. Where, like, are there abandoned cars? Are there things like
Obviously.
That? Obviously. Okay, well, abandoned cars are still going to have gas in them, but I guess we didn't pack anything to siphon that gas
yeah.
out.
And, well, either that or we hold it in our mouths and then spit it back into the gas tank. We get Fred to do that. We get Wilma.
That's a Scooby in the
yeah,
gang.
Yeah, that's a Scooby in the gang. Well, we go find materials and supplies.
You guys siphon this one mouthful at a time.
Yeah, spit it into each other's mouths and put it back into the mystery machine. You know, it'll be a deleted scene in an
Only
episode
premium.
That never happened. Exactly.
We'll give them a mint afterwards.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
I guess we're walking, aren't we?
Yeah, we're walking.
Yeah,
we're pretty much. We've gotten, we're halfway through our
Can
journey.
Can someone carry this chainsaw? It's so heavy.
No.
Guys, I gotta take it.
How are we gonna operate the chainsaw with all that gas that we have, Jimmy?
I probably leave the chainsaw.
I think the chainsaw gets ditched.
I've got my rope.
But, like, I'm holding up everything because I've been having the cheese whiz poops for the entire trip. So, like, I gotta go off into the woods, and you guys gotta guard for me. And now we don't have the chainsaw. We've used the bear mace. It's just a handgun with 6 bullets in it.
God damn it! But it'll blow your head clean off.
Okay. So, we're walking.
We're walking.
We're walking. Where are we, Martin? Exactly. We were in Trenton.
I guess we just hit Trenton. So, like, we're probably on the way to Philadelphia now.
City of brotherly love.
We need a new vehicle.
Ooh, there's a Six Flags just east of Trenton.
All right. Well, we take 3 or 4 hours to go to Six Flags.
Yeah, we take an afternoon to get back in the right state of mind.
We were almost kidnapped.
Cheese whiz farts being.
I need some
sexually
politics.
Assaulted at camp. Bear mace. It's been
we deserved a day at Six Flags.
It's been a tough 36.
We're dancing
hours.
With the guy,
yeah.
with the bald Six Flags guy. He's part of our crew now.
So now this is where the emergency survival shit comes in handy because we don't have a car.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got the water purification tablets.
I guess I just straight up I guess I just straight up Grand Theft Auto somebody and steal their car.
I think
with
that's
their giant
one, yeah,
gun.
Yeah. And at this point, I had a backup.
Jimmy, this is the States. Everyone has a gun.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
But like, get along with me on this one here, guys.
Yep.
I thought while en route, we're gonna run into some downed military equipment.
Okay.
So like, let's see if we can just snag a Humvee.
The M1 Abrams.
Or an M1 Abrams. Fuck it. Let's take a tank instead and go.
You
want to
rob military personnel?
No, Martin wants to make this a two-week road trip.
We make it to Fort Mifflin and we get an M1 Abrams tank.
There it is. That's how that makes sense.
In all the chaos, we get a tank.
All right. So we find a tank at the fort, and we pursue
it's
on.
Be a slow ride.
It's Arnold's personal customized tank. He had it shipped there.
That's what I'll be playing. I'll get a radio with one tape and one song, "Slow Ride," playing over and over again. Slow ride. Take it easy.
Martin was worried about us shooting each other. Now we're all three of us are in a tank. This can only get worse.
We're good.
All right.
Hey,
so
who knows how to drive a tank?
So that adds another 20 hours to it.
I was going to say 6 kilometers an hour out of Philly.
Why don't we just get like a military Jeep?
I think we probably just ride Steel Summons 2024 Kia Celluride.
Honda Odyssey?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's Steel Summons Evo.
Yeah, exactly.
Or an electric vehicle.
I think we're fully capable of doing that.
Yeah, okay.
Or finding an abandoned vehicle. And
the most common vehicle I think we'd find would be a van.
Can either of you hotwire?
I mean, I can.
No?
Shit.
So we're not getting a vehicle, Jimmy.
Well, we got to rob somebody.
Yeah.
Got a hot wire.
You have to take the Magnum.
Fine.
You have
I'm
to
gonna
hold
rob
somebody
someone.
Up. So you rob the first person with a Prius with a full charge.
Well, we can get bikes. Like, bicycles are still around.
Yeah, we use the oh my God, what's it called? The community bikes.
We use the battery operated bikes on our apps.
Oh, no. We use those scooters. You know how they have the scooters for rent?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about. We do that.
So you want to put a dog on a scooter with Fred?
Well, listen, we're leaving the mystery machine.
Okay, we are.
The gang. All right.
So they go with the.
Yeah, they stick with the van. Good luck, guys.
Fair enough.
Enjoy the chainsaw.
Okay, see, here's the thing. Getting a vehicle, we could get one, but none of us ache and hotwire. Stealing one is going to be difficult, more difficult than we know, like even with a Magnum.
Okay, so Martin's sitting on a tank. Jimmy's sitting on hot wiring a normal vehicle.
Like, we can't do that.
We can't do that. Okay, so we've got to find a vehicle, A, with keys in it.
We take the bus.
We take a bus.
That's my pitch. We take public transit.
Take the Greyhound?
Yeah. We wait at the Greyhound with this big fucking gun and camera equipment.
I think the most logical idea is if we're so close to the fort, we huff it on foot to the fort and take a military vehicle.
How is that easier than stealing a car from a pedestrian?
Because we can't hotwire.
We don't have to hotwire it. They're literally in the car.
Okay.
What do you mean hotwire it? We just hold the gun up to them and say, get out of the car, and then we all get in the car, and then we drive away.
But I want a tank.
That's so much more difficult. Why are you guys so in favor of... Yeah, we could break into a military base and steal a tank, for sure, but we couldn't rob one individual person, the three of us.
Okay, next person that drives by, we rob them, we take their vehicle.
That's all we have to do.
Fair enough. I just wanted to aggravate
it's a
you.
It's a 1998 Dodge Caravan.
Fine. It's burgundy.
Where the fuck's my water? How about there? It's gone.
On the road again.
On the road again.
No one is speaking. And we get through Philadelphia with flying colors.
All right. How far is Philadelphia to Washington at this point?
About another 2 hours, 2.5.
All right. So we're on the road. We're moving again. And now we run into Jesse. And he asks us, what kind of American are we?
Okay, we're assuming he's Florida Alliance, right?
Yeah, we are. Those sunglasses dictate Florida Alliance. I'm sorry. You can't be from New York and wear red sunglasses like that.
Nope.
That's a visual cue in the trailer to tell us that he's not. He's part of the dystopian future where that person from that part of the world. And I mean, I'm sure there's good people in Florida. You're not all crazy. You're not all Trump-loving individuals. And we want to say that here at the moment. But there's so many news articles that the numbers weigh against you. So, like, chances are good we're going to be confronted by Jesse Plemons and his squad.
What do we do?
What do we do? Jimmy, what do we do?
I mean, fuck, man.
Do you answer the question? Because that's essentially what we're doing.
What kind of American
are you? What kind of American are you? Do you bullshit your way out of this?
Say, I love freedom. How's that?
That's a pretty good answer. I mean, that's the answer he's probably looking for.
I love Mel Gibson and freedom.
Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. I love freedom.
He lets me right through.
Fair enough.
It's like the, I imagine it as the part in the Monty Python and the Holy Grail when they get to the end and they have to answer that question. And he's like, what's your favorite color? And he says, blue. No, yellow. And it launches them into the distance. Yeah.
It is the answer they probably want to hear. Martin, do you think we lie as well, too?
I don't know how that would work with my skin color. They know I'm not in the Florida Alliance for sure.
Yeah, but what kind of American are you, right?
I'm passing for Florida Alliance.
So what do we do with Martin?
Let's just say.
What do we do with Martin? We're like, Mr. Machine's back that way.
Maybe we cover you up in the back seat.
Yeah, I think
how
you're in
this?
The...
How
yeah.
about this? I'm going to bust out my secret weapon for this one.
All right,
do it. What's your secret weapon?
I forgot we had those.
I'll just say this. And they're from Florida.
Uh-oh.
Here's what I have. I've got a suitcase, and it has 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 full sheets
he
of high-powered
He took the suitcase
acid,
from Fear and Loathing.
A salt and a half full of cocaine, and a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, laughers, screamers. Also, a quart of tequila, a quart of rum, a case of beer, and a pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen.
So you've been
animals.
Carrying that with you the whole time?
It's in my suitcase.
When we were almost assaulted, you had those in your bag?
So I'm saying,
you know what? It didn't.
They're from Florida. They're probably down to party.
I
he just party.
100% condone the use of this secret weapon.
Yeah, I think it works.
I think it works absolutely perfect. You are bargaining.
And when they hit the acid, we just leave. We just don't take any psychedelics.
I think you can sell him on
some cocaine.
Totally. I'm the kind of American that wants to get you high. Like, that's the kind of American. I'm the American who's anti-America. You know what kind of American I am? I'm the Canadian kind.
We're the Canadian kind.
We're the Canadian
you
kind.
You open the briefcase and there's a big light in it.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're just sorry.
We
That's
were just
why we're
out
here.
Somewhere outside of Philadelphia when the drugs began to take hold.
No, I totally.
I think that works.
Fucking backcountry. I think it absolutely works. So Martin's secret weapon has been used. Listener, if you've never seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, please watch it. Please watch it high at the same time. Take one of the drugs that's inside the suitcase.
Probably too many.
Yeah, yeah. And then watch Where the Buffalo Roam After and then compare the two. I think we get out of that perfectly. Okay. All right.
Yeah, perfect. They'd be like, bros, we'll catch you down there. Come join us at spring break.
We're all hanging loose.
On the road again?
Yeah, we're back on the road.
All right. So
they give us gas. They're like, thank you so much.
Yeah, they're like, take some of this.
Enjoy.
We trade mescaline for gas.
That's a good trade, too. All right. So we camped that night. I'm out of Cheese Whiz.
Thank God. He's just scraping the bottom of the jar all night.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the guy that, like, when I'm done with the Cheese Whiz jar, it can go into the recycling.
Like
it doesn't need to be
honey.
Washed.
Just trying to eat that honey jar.
Winnie the fucking Cheese Whiz bear.
From Winnipeg.
So flatulence has gotten a lot easier. Our morals are up.
Yep.
We're
doing great.
We just did a bunch of drugs.
We just did a bunch of drugs with a bunch of crazy fucking Floridians.
We crashed our Prius.
Was it a Prius? What was it? A Dodge? Didn't you say
Evo?
Dodge Caravan?
Yeah, it was a 98 Caravan.
98 Caravan. Good year.
Good year for Caravan.
So third day we get up, we start traveling. And,
almost there.
And we hit
Baltimore.
Anything in Baltimore that you think? I mean, Baltimore's a pretty tough town.
Well, that's the thing.
Catch an Orioles game, maybe?
We catch an Orioles game.
I'd love
you
that.
You think sports entertainment.
I would love that very much. But this is it. So if we, there are two tolls. If we take those two toll roads, it saves us an hour. And then we actually cut through more of Baltimore.
Okay.
But if we take the route we're on right now, it takes us kind of in a loop around it.
I did see that. I think we should evade Baltimore. Baltimore doesn't seem...
Well, we don't want to go into the city. We can go to Baltimore, but the outskirts of the city.
Yeah.
So it's worth having that extra hour.
Well, it's like we're taking the perimeter highway version for Baltimore.
Okay, so it's worth having that extra hour just cutting around.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree.
Remember what happened in Last of Us when they cut through the city instead of going around.
You're right.
Well, everybody
that's
who
a good example.
Every time you cut through a city, you set your, like.
Anytime you try to take a shortcut in any game or movie, you die.
You do. Yeah. It's.
But also, we're short. We don't have a lot of gas, Jimmy. So we're one tank.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe we need to do. Maybe we have to take the shorter route. Like physically, we have to.
Or do we just fucking?
Or do we
die
take the chance
and walk into Washington?
I think we go around. We take the shorter route because we have a smaller tank.
You don't want to go around? Because the go-around is the longer route.
I want to go the shortest route possible. Okay. I don't want to go around Baltimore.
I think I'm on shortest route, too. I think we have to go through the city and die.
We're fucked.
Yeah. Omar's coming. That's
we're fucked.
Like, Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
We don't know if this is a war zone, too, right? We don't know if there's, like, you know.
We're getting a little closer to Washington, but I don't think it is.
I mean, Washington.
Because there's like that scene where they're fighting with actual military vehicles in a big city. So who's to say it isn't Washington or Baltimore?
You're right. You're right.
And you're gonna have a wider barrier getting into Washington. Like, you're not just gonna have the town of Washington and then the checkpoint setting up outside of that perimeter. They're gonna be 100 to 200 kilometers out.
No,
so
you're
they
right.
can stop everything coming in. So even if we get out of Baltimore, I think we're getting into the Washington drama instantly.
My God, this could be the part where, like, you know, in the trailer where they drop bombs on an American soil, American bombs on American soil.
When they're flying through the Capitol and you see, like, the plane. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's the shitstorm that we're entering ourselves into. So let's just reiterate here. We still have some MedKit stuff left. We have no Cheese Whiz. We're out of food. We've been eating fast food for 3 days, so it doesn't really matter. We have a Dirty Harry Magnum going into
this heavy gun.
And did you drop the chainsaw? You dropped the chainsaw.
Yeah, no, we left it with the mystery machine.
Okay, so now we are down to secret weapons.
What a useless weapon.
Like, it's secret weapons at this point, and I have to save my secret.
I didn't vote for that. We're like, oh, well. Like,
I'm so interested to see what you picked, because I'm also saving mine for when we get to Washington.
Like, mine is to get into the White House, because our goal is to get the footage to the White House. So, like, let's just, okay, for argument's sake, we have reached the border of the military encampment outside of Washington.
Okay.
That is where we
are. How are we getting into the Capitol?
How the hell are we getting in? Are we going to blend in? Are we going to storm it? Are we going to, like, are we
the buffalo guy from the fucking, you know, that the guy with the buffalo hat?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, fucking
the QAnon shaman.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're storming.
We're storming the Capitol.
God damn it.
Jan 6 this fucker. Now we got our Florida audience back.
I think if we really play up the journalism side, we're running through a war zone, but people aren't.
I think the worst is behind us. I don't think we've got a lot of work to convince them to get in. But what version are
we
showing?
The footage that we took. We took some pictures, some footage of human rights violations, whatever, the war.
Don't you think that's a risk, depending on who's holding Washington? We don't know. We haven't seen the movie.
But from the president, it looked like it would be loyalists.
Yeah.
And from territory standpoint, it is.
So we are running into
friendly. It looks like there's a battle in D.C. at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be climax of the movie.
Well, it is, and I'm going to guess that it's Florida Alliance who's broken in, because we saw them, like, they're
going to set up for a sequel.
No, he doesn't want to direct anymore.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
To the White House under fire in the battlefield, I have the whistle, and I blow it, and I point at people.
You're directing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
there's a rape here, a rape there.
I like this. We've shown images, we've shown footage, we've got our press passes.
Right.
We're driving a Prius, it's friendly, right? Like a Dodge Caravan. And we're in. All right. We're on our way there. That afternoon is when we arrive to the shitstorm.
We just stink.
Smell like Cheese Whiz farts and
God damn it.
Oh my God.
Like, we want to let you guys in, but my Lord, you stink.
So we've got to break through downtown Washington, D.C., get to the Capitol, and get the footage inside the building. So the most heavily guarded building at the time in America would be the White House.
Is this where you use your secret weapon?
This is where I use our secret weapon.
Thank God.
So I'm going to give us all the credit in the world and just do for listener and time that we have bridged the outer perimeter. We've gotten through the fence, right?
Yeah.
And people have gotten over that fence in the past.
Seemed very easy, as it turns out.
Yeah, it's not that hard. But how do we get into the most secure locked building? Well, if you're Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men.
And we are.
And we are. You bring a cattle prod with you that is known for pumping holes in people's foreheads, but also busting locks out of doorknobs.
How did I know you were going to pick that?
So
you were carrying that the whole time.
The whole time, guys.
And we didn't know.
You missed it.
You're not going to carry that. You probably would have ditched that at the mystery van.
It's on wheels.
It comes on a case, man.
Yeah.
It's got a little hose and a pressure trigger. Like, I had a shrunk down. I had a one and done.
Why
shot.
Why not just use the handgun we have?
Can I ask
no, because it's quiet.
The only deterrent that we have to get into the White House
yes.
is a doorknob.
Yes.
That's the only deterrent,
yes.
a doorknob?
Yes.
We need a specific cattle prod.
I have that much faith in us.
That doorknob.
Yes, we've gotten past. The military has let us in. We've used all our credentials again. It's worked, right? Like, we're getting to the point. But now we've got to get into the president's office, and I'm assuming he's in some sort of bunker. And now I'm going to continue to talk out my ass because I don't have anything left to offer. I only think one doorknob, like, I figured one flail would work. Yes.
I love that. He's like, finally, it's my time.
It's my time to shine.
And this is where we use my secret weapon.
Oh, what does your secret weapon do?
So we go up and we use the nationally televised broadcast that he's using to broadcast to the entire states, and we use the neuralizer from Men in Black. And we just say, war's over. Everybody go home.
I would say that's an asterisk, because it has to be technology that we can use, like that we have.
Hey, they are humans. They were given that technology exists because it was given to a human.
It's my secret weapon. I've had a neuralizer.
And it does, that we can believe
but
it
But none
carried.
Of us have any Ray-Bans. That's why I couldn't use it. While we were being assaulted,
you
I had to save it.
Yeah, you couldn't forget that
yeah,
you were
exactly.
on a mission.
But if I'm giving the same message to everybody.
I thought of something funny. Yeah. See, the video that we're lugging around to show the president? Yeah. Like, oh, this is going to change the war. So we broadcast it on live TV, and instead of that it being an actual video, it's just Rick Ashley.
We just Rickroll everybody.
And it works.
What do we have left?
In our backpack or, like, to do?
We're down to one pair of underwear between us all.
And a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
No more cheese whiz, that's for sure.
Cheese whiz, yeah.
Even use the Magnum. Like, we never even used the Magnum.
No, we held somebody up for a vehicle. We actually did.
We had three different kinds of Magnums. We had the condoms, we had the Magnum ice creams, we had the Magnum handgun.
But you know what's funny is that we are journalists who still didn't use a weapon at the end of all of this.
Nope.
We did have it. We used
bear
it.
Mace, that was it.
We
only bear mace somebody. Yeah.
No, we didn't kill anybody except for maybe those teens in the mystery machine we had to leave behind in Pennsylvania.
Well, listen, collateral damage. That's all I have to say.
But you know, now they're solving mysteries there.
Yeah. That little small town.
Who cracked the Liberty Bell?
We left them in Trenton, right?
Yeah.
We left them in Philly. Philly was where we lost the mystery machine.
Six Flags.
You know what? They're probably so happy. They didn't even notice we're gone.
Oh, so there you have it, listener. That's how we would Civil War for you. Now, I'm more interested at this point in knowing what the two of you guys think about this movie, because, like, I've read all the Rotten Tomato reviews so far.
How does it look?
It's getting 8 out of 10.
Okay.
It's dystopian.
It's really solid. It looks like a solid movie.
It does.
Are we going to see it?
We are.
That ears me the wrong way is the California and Texas.
That's the only thing that bothers me.
And
yeah,
there,
I agree.
And there in of itself, like, I mean, okay, I remember when this was announced, and obviously, comedy aside, there's a lot of tensions in America,
right? Well, and even
right?
just, like, the whole middle section is connected to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Like, that's bizarre.
So, like, you know, making this movie on its nose, everybody was like, oh, my God, you can't do this right now. Well, first off, California and Texas.
Logistically, this makes no sense.
And second of all, probably wouldn't get along.
No.
So, like, there in of itself tells you to suspend disbelief, and this isn't trying
Unless
to.
Unless it's just Austin, Texas.
Well, yeah,
Austin,
then, yeah, that's exactly. Hipster capital of the world. But I've read that it pretends more than it tries to take from what's happening or what could be happening right now
okay.
and put it in. This is like the most insane
then
version.
Then why do Florida Alliance?
Well, because that does make sense. I don't know. I can't defend Garland on that one. I mean,
if there's anyone who's going to secede, then it's Florida.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They don't need.
One part that's for sure going to secede, it's Florida. Yeah. Like, they're like.
They're the Quebec of America.
Bois Quebecois would do their referendums. That's like Florida.
Well, they don't have. They don't. They don't need America. Essentially, they could, if they really wanted to. Texas and Florida could probably be like, "See you, bye."
That's what I mean. Like, I thought it would be them together.
Texas and Florida would be a great alliance. The Southern Alliance of Texas and Florida.
That's what I thought.
Well, but then you get into the world of he's making a movie.
Yeah.
And now you're getting into factual things that may or may not happen.
And don't even matter.
Like Florida, like the shitty thing is Florida and Texas both think that when they get immigrants, they just send them to Martha's Vineyard, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they think they're smart.
Try the wine.
Try the wine. Well, you're up there, right? You'll be able to afford a place. But like that would be more in line with their political views of today.
Right.
Where this movie is about a warning.
Maybe
I think
not
more.
That.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't wait. I like seeing Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Plemons act.
Glad she's back. Not that she went anywhere.
She actually did. She just stopped working and wanted to do other things.
Yeah.
So, but good to see her back. I like seeing Jesse Plemons, like, more from chubby Jesse Plemons in Fargo to, like, Floridian in this movie. Like, I can watch that dude do anything all day long.
How's that profitable for Frito-Lay?
Yeah, I guess not. Probably not. Well, there you have it, listener. That's how the Real Debaters would Civil War for you. We hope you enjoy the movie. Leave us a voicemail on what you thought we should have brought. Leave us a voicemail on your thoughts on the movie.
What would you bring?
Well, yeah, how would you do this? Would you have done something differently?
What kind of chainsaw would you bring?
Do you like spicy cheese whiz or normal cheese whiz? Like, these are the things that we would like to know. How big of a bear mace do you think we should have brought? You know, is the whistle important? These are things that we like to know at the Real Debaters. The voicemail's in the show notes. You can also ask us a question. We got a Quora page there too. If you're like, hey, why is such and such your idea of this better than this? And we'll answer it for you. Otherwise, we hope to see a trivia. We hope to see it laughs at gaffes. I've been Michael.
I mean, Jimmy, stay off those toll roads.
I've been Martin Navarro. Support Cheese Whiz and all Cheese Whiz associated products.
Like crayons.
Right. That's right. Cheese Whiz farts add personality. Bye, listener. Watch all the movies. See you next week.
Go on.
Come on. Cheese Whiz and toast. Like a fried,
yeah, I don't know why you did
cheese
that.
Cheese Whiz and fried on a thing.
That does sound good.
Cheese toast.
If you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.